This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We have got Thursday Night Football tonight. We have got the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals. And the team that the Dolphins beat this past week, the Buffalo Bills. And the injuries are getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
And especially on the defensive side of the ball. And I kind of had a big pause there and a big sigh in saying all of that because, you know, the first couple of weeks of the year, it's been so much fun to watch the Buffalo Bills because I felt like they were going to be a team all year that was playing with such an edge and such a mission to them. And yet, Chris, here we are. And after week three, we've got legitimate concerns because of the injury. So at what level do we put those concerns right now? Right now, I'm at a good 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. For Buffalo this year right now.
Yeah, I'm not sounding the alarm, but we're getting close to it, Carlin. I mean, here's the deal. I think this division race is going to be a lot closer than we all anticipated coming into the season just because the Dolphins are a little bit better than we thought they would be. And I'm not talking about the Tua of it all. I'm just talking about overall as a team. The Miami Dolphins are a live dog when it comes to the AFC East title race. And so you don't have as much margin for error if you're the Bills as you once thought you did. And in looking at this team, there are some serious warts that we seem to have glossed over. Yeah, they've tried to rebuild the offensive line, Carlin, but they don't have any semblance of a run game outside of Josh Allen. That's a problem. Defensively, I'm worried about the guys on the back end. Yeah, Kyer Elam, their first-round pick, has looked like a stud. Mm. But you've got Micah Hyde, who's out for the season with a neck injury. Jordan Poyer dealing with the foot injury that he suffered on Monday Night Football. Trey White is out. We don't know when he's going to get back. Christian Benford, who's been filling in for him, you're talking about him having a hand injury and not being able to practice this week.
He broke his hand. I think it's going to be a couple weeks.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So this is a real issue, and you're wondering at what point does it become a war of attrition? At what point do all of these injuries start to mount up to the point where this team can't overcome? For as great as Josh Allen is and how stacked we believe this roster to be, Carlin, this team has not won a one-score game since week 8 of 2020. It's damn near been 2 years. And so when you start talking about who they got coming up in the Baltimore Ravens in M&T Bank Stadium, I'm a little bit skeptical about whether or not this Bills team, with all of the injuries that they're trying to manage, can go on the road and beat this kind of opponent.
Well, there are two real problems here. Number one is that all of the injuries seem to be coming on one side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to have injuries on one side of the ball, I would almost rather have them on the offensive side,
yeah,
because I need to be able to stop somebody.
Yeah.
And secondly, when you look at the fact that they cannot run the football, that hurts the defensive side even more.
Yeah, because they're on the field all
yes.
the time.
And they're on the field all the time, and it's not your starters who are out there. So, Chris, like, I don't mean to sound like an alarmist, but when I look at, like, I guess this is the other easiest way to put it. If the Bills were in the NFC, I would nowhere near have this level of concern.
Yeah.
Nowhere near. I'd have it at like a 2 or a 3, to tell you the truth, because I still think the Bills would roll through the NFC. I'm not worried about them being able to score at all. I'm worried about them figuring out how to run the football, but more importantly, like I fear for what Lamar Jackson could do to them this week. This could be ugly. This could be ugly for the Bills. And then all of a sudden next week, you know, we're going to have a lot more people questioning where they are.
Well, where did the Bills struggle against the Dolphins? Allowing big plays on offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens are top 5 in terms of explosive plays in the National Football League. They've got 14 plays of 20 or more yards on the season through 3 games, Carlin. So you do the math. Think about how many explosive plays that is per game. This is going to be a problem when you have those young safeties in Damar Hamlin and Jaquan Johnson trying to corral, you know, Devin Duvernay and Mark Andrews and Rashad Bateman.
And by the way, people who don't realize it, Duvernay has become a really good receiver.
Man, is he good.
Really good.
Not just a receiver, Carl.
No. Great returner.
He's a dynamo as a returner,
yes,
too.
Yes, great returner, but, I mean, has really become a
good
receiver.
Well, yeah, he's starring in his role. He's clearly the number two receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, and they got a great 1-2 punch. So for all the folks that were worried about Lamar Jackson not having enough help on the perimeter, don't worry about that.
And if you're actually worried about Marquise Brown being gone, not a problem.
Not a problem. Not a problem. As a matter of fact, Hollywood Brown might have been holding him back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And listen, the catch that Duvernay made this past week just really shows that. And
but,
so,
Carlin, he's done it twice already. He did the same thing right before halftime against the New York Jets in week one. He did the exact same thing, that bite back pylon catch right before the half. He's become a pro at that. And then Rashad Bateman is a home run hitter. You saw that catch and run for a touchdown that he had against the Miami Dolphins. They have explosive pieces. And then here's the other thing. And this guy's not getting enough credit, Carlin. Mark Andrews, on any given Sunday, is the best tight end in the National Football League.
Yeah, he's better than Travis Kelce now.
Is that hyperbole? Is that prisoner of the moment?
No.
That's just real, right?
No. He's
that good.
What
he's that good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's playing at the Kelce level of 3 years ago.
Yeah. Not to mention he can block in line in your run game. So, yep. I mean, listen, this Baltimore Ravens offense is not going to be easy to stop. And if J.K. Dobbins and Justice Hill start to come around and give you a little more production and take some of the heavy lifting in the run game off of Lamar, this is going to be the most difficult offense to stop in the National Football League in terms of all the moving pieces.
This is what I want to know about the Bills, Chris. How far will outscoring people take them this year? If that's what it boils down to, how far will that take them?
They'll be a double-digit win team.
It's not going to take them to Arizona.
No. And here's the thing, Carlin. I don't know if that means they're going to win their division. I know how we feel about it. We got to do it.
Come on. No, we don't.
It's our job to do it. We have to do it. You just said it yourself. You don't think the Dolphins are last year's Panthers.
But I didn't say they're last year's Rams either.
But let me finish this. If they ain't last year's Panthers, then that means they're a playoff team, correct?
I guess technically, yes.
Okay, so if they're a playoff team, then they're absolutely in the conversation to compete for the AFC East title. By default, just go ahead and give them that.
No.
I don't believe in Tua, just like you don't believe in Tua. But we got to acknowledge this is a good team.
It's a nice team. It's a playoff team right now.
Why does everything come back to the Miami Dolphins with you? Why does it all come back to the Dolphins?
You started it by saying the Dolphins are going to compete with the Bills for the division.
You asked me if they were going to continue to be this one-dimensional on offense. What is it going to look like in terms of their season?
And you said they can't let them win the division.
It's a double-digit win team. I said it's a double-digit win team. It's a playoff team, but they're going to have competition for the division. But it's not a championship team.
How many wins right now are you penciling the Dolphins in for? Right now, 12.
What would they win? 10 games. They won 10 games last year, didn't they?
What are you penciling them in for right
okay.
now?
Okay, I mean, listen, they could easily win 11, 12 games. I could see that. I can see that world.
I'm not there.
They won 10 games last year. They won nine games the year before that.
I understand.
Do you think they're going to go backwards or forward?
I'm 11, I could buy. I'm not at 12. I'm not there. Because 12, even in 17 games, 12 is a huge number.
They won 10 games, and they were going back and forth at quarterback between Tua and what, Ryan Fitzpatrick? Come on, man. It's a good team.
I can't do it. I can't do it. And, I mean, first of all, it was only nine last year.
It was nine games last year. Okay.
Secondly,
it was 10 games the year before that.
Yes.
Okay. That was the Ryan Fitzpatrick year.
But they won nine games with Jacoby Brissett
and Tua as their starting quarterback.
Yes. Yes, they did. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they have somehow closed the gap between themselves and the Bills. The gap was two games last year. It was three games the year before. I'm not there.
Okay.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus. Speaking of the Ravens, a guy that has had a tremendous career is going to join us in just moments to talk about that matchup that they have this week with the Bills. Calais Campbell in just moments. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Make sure you join us. Be a part of the Canty and Carlin Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. When it comes to Allen in particular, how do you handle this? And how do you try to defend a guy like this? Well, let's ask one of the guys that's going to be charged with doing it. It is Calais Campbell, who is the defensive end, a longtime Pro Bowler, future Hall of Famer. You look at the numbers, that's where he is headed, and he is good enough to give us a few minutes. Calais, it's Chris Carlin and Chris Canty on ESPN Radio. We appreciate the time, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, fantastic, man. Thanks for having me.
Calais, I got to ask you, man, watching you guys up close and personal and how you took away the football Sunday against the New England Patriots, man, I was impressed. You had four turnovers, and then if you include the turnover on downs, that's five, man. That was an impressive game. What is your defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, preaching in order to have you guys number one in takeaways in the National Football League?
Yeah, as you know, I mean, you know, what you do in practice is what's going to happen in games. And all through camp, you know, we did all kinds of different drills on takeaways and just trying to find ways to create turnovers, tip balls, just getting pressure in the quarterback's face, making him throw the ball before he wants to and taking advantage of that. And honestly, I think it's just, you know, we have a lot of playmakers, you know, so I think it's a combination of what we do in practice and then just who we have on this team and a lot of special guys.
Calais, when you look at your team this season, what is the big difference that makes this a contender now as opposed to the last couple of years? What has made the Ravens a better football team this year?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing is that a lot of our young guys have got a lot wiser and a little older. You know, we have a lot of, you know, youth that's becoming veterans in this business. And so, you know, I mean, I think that you have a good young nucleus of talent that has a good veteran leadership attached to it. And so, they're, you know, I think we've been working the last couple of years trying to build the experience you need from the young guys like Lamar, you know, like, you know, J.K. Dobbins in his third year, Patrick Queen, you know, getting Dafe more reps. You know, you have a lot of young guys who are depending on who are getting a little older, a little wiser, and making a lot more plays. Devin Duvernay, you know, and so it's kind of cool to get these young guys more opportunities. And then also we still have a veteran presence with Justin Houston, you know, playing, you know, fantastic football. You know, we bring in, Marcus Williams, and, you know, even though he's still kind of fairly young, I mean, he comes with a lot of experience, a lot of reps on the football field. And I think it's just a combination of youth and experience and guys that are hungry. And so, I mean, we're in a good position. I really like where we're at right now as a team.
Calais, before we look ahead to this week's opponent in the Buffalo Bills, let's look back to the team that beat the Bills this past weekend, the Miami Dolphins. You guys played them in week two. Obviously, you gave up the four passing touchdowns to Tua in that fourth quarter. What was the mindset during the week after that game in terms of bouncing back and getting prepared to go on the road and beat the New England Patriots?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just like, you know, don't take anything for granted. You know, let's over-communicate. Let's make sure we're on the same page. And let's play football. You know, I think, you know, that game, you know, we felt like we had it in the bag. And then, you know, they made their plays. But a lot of it was mistakes, you know, mistakes that we made. And we gave them opportunities. And so, you know, the biggest thing was like, all right, make them beat us. Don't give them the game. And so we were locked in going for last week. And we got to use that, you know, that pain of losing, you know, especially when you feel like you should win, and use that to move forward, is just taking care of the small things. Every little detail has to be on point. And let's make sure we take care of the small things. And then if we do that, you look up and you're going to be ahead by a lot of points and just finish.
Calais Campbell, six-time Pro Bowler, defensive end for the Baltimore Ravens, joining Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. What is it like to try to deal with Lamar Jackson in practice when you have to face him?
Well, I mean, it's a lot easier in practice because, you know, you could say, oh, I made the tackle, but I just run by a six. You know, you don't have to really tackle the guy.
And, you don't have to
hit
him.
And we see it. Yeah, exactly. You know, he can't make me look stupid because I could just say, you know, as soon as he tries to break me down, I'm like, oh, I made it. I run by him with my hand up because you can't touch him anyway. And I'm celebrating as I made the play. But in all actuality, I know deep down in my heart that this will be a tough tackle. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get there or not. But it's fun to see, man. He's a great talent. He loves the game of football. He's a competitor. And I think it's – this camp, we were going back and forth at it. And it's good to see him beat up by somebody else, because in camp, I mean, there are some days where it's like, man, we can't do anything to stop this guy. You know, and then there's days where we dominated. So it was a lot of back and forth. And I think it's been that way this season so far. You know, he's just been dominating everybody. Yeah, so, I think the defense has signed up for our turn, you know, trying to set some opponents down. You know, it'd be nice to get a big game this week against a really worthy opponent.
Talking to six-time Pro Bowler, Ravens defensive end Calais Campbell on Canty and Carlin. And speaking of your upcoming opponent, you got Buffalo rolling into town. This was the team that everybody was jumping on the bandwagon for in terms of being a true Super Bowl contender and winning the Super Bowl out in Arizona early 2023. What are some of the challenges that they present to you? We know Josh Allen is a unique generational talent. How do you slow down Josh Allen? How do you slow down this Buffalo Bills offense?
Yeah, I mean, they are a contender. You know, they're, you know, one of the best teams in football right now, and you have to give them their respect. You know, I mean, you see it, you know, across the board. They're talented all over the place, and it really starts with Josh Allen. You know, I mean, what he can do with the football in his hands is quite, it's, you know, he's special. You know, he's one of those guys that you have to give him his respect. You know, I mean, he's just, you know, to stop him is to bring your A game. You can't expect to go out there and play just solid football and win a ball game. You know, you get to play great football. And that starts with just, with him, he can make every throw in the pocket. He can make every throw out the pocket. You know, he's scrambling around and his eyes are downfield. He's a tough tackle if he decides to run and keep the ball. And you have to respect that. You know, I mean, he's a stud. So, you know, we got our hands full, but we're definitely excited for the challenge.
When you look at their offensive line, they made some changes this year. How are they different?
Well, they got some experience. You know, I think, Roger Saffold, I mean, he's a guy I've got a lot of history with. We played against each other quite a bit. We were in the same division for multiple years, and, both the NFC West and then the AFC South. So it's kind of interesting just following each other around a little bit and competing. And so, he brings a lot of veteran presence, communication, you know, getting the guys to be on the same page and stuff like that and block together. So, you know, it's definitely they got a whole lot better. And in the run game, they got a lot more physical in the run game, which if that team, you know, can run the ball like they did, you know, so far this year, I mean, it makes them have a lot tougher team to beat.
Calais, I know this is an organization that prides itself on playing really, really good defense. Right now, you guys aren't where you want to be in terms of total defense rankings. How do you guys go into a game like this up against one of the most explosive offenses in the National Football League? And do you look at this as a measuring stick game in terms of the progress you guys have made from week to week?
Well, we know what we're capable of doing. You know, I mean, and we've done it in times and spurts. The biggest thing is putting a full game together, you know. And so, I mean, you know, most of our mistakes this year, most of the yards we've given up, you know, is mistakes. You know, it's not like guys are getting beat one-on-one, which is going to happen to us in the NFL. You're going to get beat one-on-one sometimes. But, you know, a lot of it is just things that are correctable. Young guys, you know, a good mix of us just, you know, trying to do too much sometimes, see too much, and end up making a mistake, you know. So the biggest thing is just settle down, play Raven football, you know, do your job, and then play maximum effort, you know, run into the ball, form tackling. And then, you know, we know that, you know, we should be fine. And this week, you know, they're going to make some plays because it's the NFL and this team is very, very talented. But, you know, we know what we're capable of doing if we're all locked in on the same page. So I think the only thing that is exciting about this week is a worthy opponent like this makes you lock in and go just a little bit harder, just a little more focused, watch a little more tape because, you know, it's going to take everything to beat this team.
Kalas, about 15 minutes ago, I'm sitting here next to Canty, who's 6'8" like you. And he sits here and he says, God, you know, I should have stuck with basketball. Football was football was an absolutely brutal way to make a living. He's saying this off the air. If you had it to do over again, is Canty right?
I mean, for him, not for me. I love football. And, you know, I love basketball, too. I was a really good basketball player, but football was always – it was always football for me. You know, basketball was never – I mean, it never had a chance. You know, I did it because I was good at it, and I did enjoy it when I did it. But since I was 6 years old, I wanted to be in the NFL. And every day I've been in the NFL, I've taken taking it with you know, just trying to embrace the moment and enjoy every bit of the ride. You know, this is a fun game. I love it with all my heart. And, you know, I mean, if I can go back and do it all over again, I would, because it's been a heck of a ride.
Let me translate that. He's made a whole lot of money playing football. He's good. That's what he just told her. Kalas, we're going to let you get back to your palatial estate, man. Thanks for a few minutes of your time, bro.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Take it easy.
That is 6-time Pro Bowler Ravens defensive end Kalas Campbell joining Canty and Carlin.
You know, sometimes I've noticed that, like, your head goes into your hand like, oh, I should have played basketball.
Yeah.
When it's things like that. So I figured...
Well, you also got to remember, I'm a little bit older than Kalas Campbell, so all of the bumps and bruises...
Not much.
I'm a little bit older than him. All of the bumps and bruises in the NFL have kind of started to set in, and yeah. I realize what I actually did to my body.
So what you're telling me is, let's have Kalas on in 3 years and see
what
happens.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, big fella.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, starting on Monday, you can watch us live on the ESPN app. All you got to do, open up the app on your phone, click watch, bang. There we are, between 3 and 7 p.m. Eastern time each and every day. You'll be able to watch the show live right there on your app. Well, up next, week 4 starts tonight, and we have got two quarterbacks who have already given us one of the all-time great head-to-head battles once before. So are they going to do it again? That is on the way after Canty has this for our friends at Indeed.
Your small business has a clear mission. What you need is the right people to execute on that vision. Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. The moment you post a sponsored job, you'll instantly get matched with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your job description. And you can conveniently schedule and conduct virtual interviews with applicants right from Indeed's hiring platform. Make the hiring process work for you. Log in and get started today at Indeed.com/credit.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
We all like to talk plenty of NFL. We all like to move it along. We all use different vehicles to do that. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And instead of wasting your time and calling this something clever, it is quite simply Canty and Carlin's Pacey NFL segment.
It's time for Canty and Carlin's Pacey NFL segment.
And it is hosted by one Evan Wilner. Evan, go.
Which 3-0 team is actually reflective of their record, the Dolphins or the Eagles, Chris Carlin?
The Eagles are. The Eagles are a really good team. And right now they sit atop Chris Canty's power rankings.
That's right.
And I look at everything about the Eagles right now. There are concerns in their secondary. There are concerns for them. Sometimes up front getting pushed around a little bit more than they should. But I think overall the Eagles are the much better, much more accurate 3-0 team, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm going to co-sign on that. I think both of these teams are going to contend for their division titles. But I have a lot more confidence that Philly's going to be able to pull that off than Miami. Because the other team in the division that's closest to them, I just so happen to think in the AFC East is better slightly than the Miami Dolphins, and that would be the Buffalo Bills. I think the Eagles might be the best roster in the entire NFL. So I think their 3-0 start is reflective of who they're going to be at the end of the season. Next!
Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa tonight. We saw them play against each other in college in that crazy game, LSU-Alabama. But I want to know, who will get more guaranteed money this offseason, Joe Burrow or Tua, Chris Canty?
I'm going to answer a question with a question. Who won that game when they played in college?
Joe Burrow.
Okay, so Joe Burrow is going to get more. Think about this. Kyler Murray got $189 million in total guarantees in his contract extension. So if you're asking me between the two quarterbacks, who do I feel most confident in making that kind of financial commitment to, it's going to be Joe Burrow. Also, think about this. Both of those teams are in the AFC. In order to get out of the AFC, who you got to beat? Who you got to beat?
Joe Burrow.
No. Who you got to beat to get out of the AFC?
The Buffalo Bills.
Not only the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs have hosted the AFC Championship game the last 4 years. There's only been two guys that have actually beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game in Arrowhead Stadium. That would be one Tom Brady, who's now in the NFC, and then one Joe Burrow. And, oh, by the way, before he beat him in the conference championship game, he beat him in, week 15 in the regular season? So, yeah, I would bet on Joe Burrow. I would give Joe Burrow the guaranteed money. He's going to get more than Tua. There's no question about it in my mind.
Joe Burrow is, you know why? He's better, period. That's it. End it. That's all it is.
Okay.
And by the way, anybody else, any Dolphin fan that wants to fight this kind of fight, ask yourself a question. If you had a choice between the two, who you taking? Thanks. We're done here.
Yeah.
Next.
Whose slow start on offense is more concerning, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, Chris Carlin?
Brady, because as I've detailed quite a bit, I feel like something's a little bit off. Now, he doesn't have any of his guys, so that could very well be the thing that's off.
He didn't have his three top receivers. He's missing three linemen.
I'm arguing against myself. I am going a lot based on what I have heard him talk about through the last month and since the 11 days off. I don't know if Brady's head is in this as much as it has been before in his career. So that's what I'm basing it.
I'm going Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you're laid out all the excuses for Tom Brady. What's Aaron Rodgers' excuse? He's got young receivers? Well, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
That's on him.
Yep.
Because you want to ride this roller coaster and throw tantrums because the franchise drafted Jordan Love, Davante Adams decided I'm out. So now you have to deal with the reality of not having Devontae, which means you have to be more patient with these young guys. But Carlin, he doesn't trust them. Like, once this team goes off script, once they get past the first 20, 25 plays, Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust those guys to see the adjustments the same way that he does. He certainly doesn't have those side adjustments like he had with Davante Adams, and that's why they struggle in the second half of games scoring points. They scored 10 points in a combined three games in the second half this NFL season. That's awful. So I don't know that Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers offense, or their passing attack and specifically, is going to be able to figure it out.
Next.
All right, last one. The Jaguars-Eagles is like the best 1 o'clock game this weekend, or one of them. So who will be the Coach of the Year favorite after Week 4? Nick Sirianni or Doug Peterson? Sirianni is currently the favorite at plus 400 at Caesars Sportsbook. Chris Carlin.
Wow, that's a great question. I would say Peterson primarily because the Jaguars have been so bad for so long that he will get the benefit of the doubt just from that standpoint. I could argue that truly the bar was set so low by Urban Meyer that Doug is really going to benefit from that.
I just don't understand, in what world did you think Urban Meyer would be a good hire? Like, turning over control of your franchise to Urban Meyer after the disaster that was Ohio State, after he left Florida under some speculation. I just don't understand, in what world was that the right decision for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But they finally got an adult in the room. I'm with you. I think it's going to be Doug Peterson. Even though the Philadelphia Eagles end up with the better overall record, taking a team from the number one overall pick to division winner in one season, pretty damn impressive.
That is Canty and Carlin's Pacey NFL segment.
I want to say something, because you brought up the point, if Dolphins fans had a choice between Tua and Joe Burrow, they would obviously take Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
The organization was trying to trade up weeks before that draft to get Joe Burrow with the number one overall pick. They were actually trying to get Joe Burrow. So the same general manager that drafted Tua is telling Dolphins fans, I would have rather had Joe Burrow.
And let me ask
that this. Happened.
If only they had drafted Herbert.
And they could have drafted Herbert.
Well, that was my next thing. If you gave the Dolphins organization a chance at a do-over,
you had Herbert.
They would take it.
Yeah, you would take Herbert. It's not even. Let's not go down this rabbit hole. Let's keep it pushing.
Oh no, because we're going to spend the next 6 months here anyway. Canty and Carlin.
I don't like it
in
here.
Radio.
I don't like it in here.
Yeah. Get me out of here.
The Tua-verse. I don't like it here.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So what do you want to see from the Dolphins tonight? Well, tonight, if you are a non-Tuanon believer, such as myself, will a Dolphins win tonight put you in a mood to really start to believe in what they're doing? It will for me.
So you'll join the cult?
I didn't say that, but I said I will certainly take them a whole lot more seriously
than
I have.
So you'll stop calling them a nice little team?
I didn't say that.
You'll call them a good team. I just wonder, at what point will you call them a good team?
Here's where I'll put it, okay? Dolphins win tonight.
They're a good team.
And they're a legitimate threat at the AFC East.
All right, cool.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Very sad news on the passing of Coolio at 59 years old yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Love Coolio. He was. I actually briefly met him once in early 2017.
Now you got to break this story down, Ball Mama, because when are you and Coolio in the same room?
It was at Wing Bowl in Philadelphia.
Nobody had that on the bingo card.
Yeah, I know. Neither did I when I drew it up that morning. Oh, you're going to meet Coolio today? Great. Awesome. Wing Bowl, for those who are not familiar, used to be in Philadelphia. They don't do it anymore, and it was a giant wing-eating contest. It was the brainchild of Angelo Cataldi, who's a longtime legendary Philadelphia sports radio host. It was because the Eagles were never going to the Super Bowl. We're going to have our own bowl of some sort. And it was Wing Bowl. And what happened? The Eagles went to the Super Bowl.
How about that?
But at any rate, they used to bring in acts, and Coolio came and performed at this thing. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. But, you know, it's come in, hey, we need you to play Gangster's Paradise. We need you to play Gangster's Paradise.
You got to do that.
Don't play the new stuff. Don't, you know, you can play it on the back end. Okay.
Yeah, because artists always want to feature some of the stuff that they're working on currently and not live in the past.
He's coming in. He's doing three songs.
All right.
And that's it. And don't open with the old new stuff. Don't open with the new stuff. Opens with the new stuff.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
I have to say, Gangster's Paradise followed it up. Outstanding in person.
Did he do Rolling with the Homies?
At the back end of it.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. It was kind of like a medley.
It's amazing because there's like those two songs are synonymous with the two movies that they were in. Like Gangster's Paradise with the movie Dangerous Minds.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Michelle Pfeiffer in the music video back when music videos was a thing.
Yeah.
And then in the movie Clueless,
yep.
Rolling with the Homies.
Yep.
And Alicia Silverstone. Like, it's just like Rolling with my home. Like, mm-hmm. it's a thing, right? Like,
yep.
Coolio had those songs that went along with those movies in the mid to late 90s. That's what I will always remember him for.
Maybe it's more so the case because I don't listen to like hit radio anymore, but
yeah.
Like that was a song that was on at least once, maybe twice an hour.
Yeah.
All the time.
I think it was song.
Did it get to number one?
Yeah, it was number one on the Billboard Top 100, and I think it was the song of the year by the Billboard.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he went triple platinum off of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was a big deal.
Yeah. Listen.
I think the song might have done better than the movie.
I think that's a safe bet. But I did. He was a perfectly nice guy. And listen, it was
cool. You ate wings with Coolio while the Eagles won a Super Bowl?
And I actually didn't eat wings in the upset of the day. You know what? We love it so much, we're giving you more.
Yes,
more Pacey NFL segment.
The NFL music just really sets it off, though, right?
It does.
When you put the NFL music as the bed underneath it, it just makes it feel like, I don't know, man, football season.
It makes it feel like Sunday.
Mid-season form.
Yes.
I would say mid-season form when you have this music going.
I'll be honest. Like, when I hear this music, it is Sunday night NFL primetime. That's what it is to
me. That's right, with Boom and Booger.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And even Tom Jackson back in the day.
Could there be two more perfect nicknames that go together? Boom and Booger.
So, it is Canty and Carlin's Pacey NFL segment. Evan Wilner is your host. Part two, go!
Who do you trust more to win a playoff game, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, Chris Carlin?
Boy, that's a great question. I would right now go Josh Allen. And I understand that Lamar has won a game on the road in the playoffs.
Yes.
But was it because of Lamar that they won that game on the road?
Yes.
He was okay in that
long run that he had, that scramble, that's why they won the game.
But overall, in the game, he was not great.
Be great. You just have to make the plays to win the game, and he made the play to win the game.
You're making
me sound like Herm Edwards right now.
Lamar is going to be the MVP of the league this year.
Yes.
If I had to
And you called your shot.
Yes. If I had to pick a guy between the two, and it is exceptionally close, I would take Josh Allen by a hair just because I feel a little bit more comfortable with it. Maybe it's more based around who's around him, and that's not fair, but I just would take Josh Allen.
It doesn't bother you that team doesn't win one-score games?
That stat bothers me a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Because in playoff football, they're usually going to be closely contested. You ain't going to see a whole lot of blowouts. And the fact that they couldn't close it out in Kansas City last year.
Josh Allen's fault.
Yeah,
but still, man. I mean, 15 seconds to play. Come on. That's not fair.
Yeah, you could say
it's not fair.
But you just said it was because in part the team around him. You just said that.
But I meant guys on offense.
Oh, come on. Now, here we go, moving the goalposts. I'm going with Lamar Jackson, and maybe it's a little recency bias because we had Patriots-Ravens last week.
You think?
In watching Lamar evolve as a quarterback, just the ability to make all the throws, Carlin, he's got all the pitches now. Like, he's not just a fastball pitcher anymore. He's got a changeup. He's got a slider. I mean, this guy's got a cut fastball now. Like, he can do it all. Like, the throw that he made to Devin Duvernay in the back pylon in that third quarter, that's a big-time throw. The throw that he made to Mark Andrews up the seam when he's fading away from Mac Wilson, who was an unblocked blitzer, another big-time throw. And he's showing us that he can understand what the defense is doing to him and find answers for it in real time. Carlin, I don't know that we've seen Lamar be able to break down defenses in the actual game and figure out a way to be productive and have his team on the winning side of it. Because remember, in that game against the Pats, the first quarter and a half, it was ugly times ugly. Then he goes on four consecutive scoring drives. Lamar Jackson's football IQ, Lamar Jackson's ability to win from the pocket is what gives me more confidence that he can do more winning than Josh Allen when we get to January.
Next.
Who wins the matchup of 2-1 juggernauts this weekend, the Bears or the Giants, Chris Canty?
The Bears, they can run the football. And I think they'll do that because they have a defensive-minded head coach. They play good defense, run the football. If the Giants don't have Leonard Williams or he's compromised in any way, they have no shot at winning that game.
Can I say no? Can my answer to that question, either the Giants or the Bears, be no?
Did you have an issue with the word juggernaut?
No, because I knew it was said with sarcasm. I would go with the Bears as well. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I thought the Bears would be one of the worst teams in football. But the fact that they did run the football as well as they have in the first couple of weeks, I do have to give them credit for that.
The Bears 3-1?
Wow. Can you imagine?
The Bears 3-1? What? What?
I want to hear from the Dolphins fan then if the Bears and the Dolphins are both 3-1.
Exactly. tell me. Prove to me that they're better.
I will have you 3-13 so quickly. I won't even be familiar. 3-14 at that point. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Canty and Carlin, weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.